most powerful ritual on earth is that communion you take. Not too many people understand it. If somebody says you will die, you will see dream, you will die, you will see die. In fact, if you catch it, you will even call your family. If you have this revelation, you don't wait until you come to church. Call your family, bake bread, bring wine, and celebrate where you receive life. Pray. I am telling you, do it in your house. You will see that dream will change. Because God cannot deny what he did on the cross now. They gave him 39 stripes. And he said, by those stripes, we are healed. Each stripe was a problem that you and I have that they were beaten. And he said, by his stripes, we are healed. Destroy for lack of knowledge. Before we continue reading that scripture, amen. This same woman, I remember this aspect. For 10 years, she was looking for fruit of the womb. And when eventually she took in, when that pregnancy was just 2 months confirmed, the mother-in-law called her husband from the village. I say, your wife is pregnant. And the man said, mommy, how do you know? He said, don't ask me any question. Don't worry. They say nothing should touch that baby. Then say nothing should touch that baby. So nothing will happen to that baby. So your wife will deliver you here. He kept asking, mommy, how do you know? He said, they are now, nothing will happen. Finish. She cut the phone. So now, mama, get hand for this thing where they happen. Why? I remember it. It was not prayer. Her testimony is that she came to Pride Assembly. After she went, she said from Calabar to Ijebu Odef to everywhere she went. You know, when women are looking for fruit of the womb, they get very desperate. Especially if she marry husband, we marry him because of children. Where the children now? If not, I go bring another one. Amen. So you can see how desperate she was. And somebody told her about Pride Assembly Church. And that day, it was communion service. And the pastor was saying that, tell the Lord, as I eat this, what do you want God to do for you? After the sermon on the power of the cross, when Jesus shouted, it is finished. You see the communion service. She said that day, she laughed. She said there was the one they gave her at the Jebode that she was supposed to eat that very day, but something happened. She had to eat it in the morning. When she opened it, mark got full everywhere inside. She began crying. She said, see, waiting, I go carry my hand, find up and down my condition. She said, so now to eat another one again, Abby? Okay. Oh. Amen. You know, if you do it innocently, God will confirm. Amen. If you do it innocently, you will confirm that what you think is impossible with God, nothing is impossible. She said, they said she had one wicked fibroid inside her womb. So she said that she went 3 times to 3 different hospitals. When they wheeled her into the theater, the doctor would change mind and say, come out, not before my hand, you go die. 3 different hospitals, 3 different times they rejected, they aborted the surgery for fibroid. So that's why she resorted to going up and down. And after that night, we took that communion service. She got home and she started bleeding. And that thing was coming out in clots. For 7 days, that thing was coming out until the fibroid all came out of her body. Hallelujah. Now, what makes me remember that is the statement that I say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. One will expect that if the church is having her communion service, even if you are not attending other programs, that communion service, if you have revelation of what the communion service is, you won't miss that service. You won't miss the service. It's because you don't understand what happened to the cross on Calvary that you are connecting to through that communion. The guarantee we have is through the blood of Jesus. When that songwriter says, Rock of Ages, he said, cleft for me. He said, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood. From where?
From thy womb, the side which flow, be of sin.
Double cure, double cure,
double cure. Save from wrong and make me pure.
As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show forth my death till I come. How many people understand what he did on the cross on Calvary? We say come for anointing service now with anointing oil. Hey, everybody, you are struggling to come. No matter how much you borrow money to buy the oil. But communion service, you don't buy the wine, you don't buy the bread. Because of lack of knowledge, you won't have the same response. Because generally, our understanding is limited. The greatest and the most powerful thank you Jesus, the most powerful ritual on earth is that communion you take. Not too many people understand it. The most powerful ritual you can ever have on earth. If somebody says you will die, you will see dream, you will die, you will see die. Just wait. In fact, if you catch it, you will even call your family. If you have this revelation, you don't wait until you come to church. Call your family, bake bread, bring wine, and celebrate where you receive life. Pray, I am telling you, do it in your house. Confirm what I'm telling you. You will see that dream will change. Because God cannot deny what he did on the cross now. He cannot deny it. He cannot deny it. And that suffering that he suffered, he said, he was bruised. Oh, hallelujah. Not be ordinary slap, they slap him. They gave him 39 stripes. And he said, by those stripes, we are healed. Each stripe was a problem that you and I have that they were beaten. They beat away barrenness. They beat away malaria. They beat away kidney problem. They beat away liver problem. They beat away, what do you call it, ulcer. They beat away hypertension. They beat away diabetes. They count all of them. 39. I understand that the spectrum they use in the lab when they want to do culture in the laboratory to do a culture analysis to know which drug can cure the bacteria or whatever, I understand that there are 39 of them. They will drop, and wait for the second day, the third day. Why 39? so that you will know why it was 39 stripes they gave Jesus. And he said, by his stripes we are healed. Every problem in our life, including poverty, was killed that day. Mami water was killed that day. Shrine was killed that day. Praise the Lord. Was he killed? You think he will deny that suffering he suffered on the cross? The highest ritual is communion service, if you do it in the right spirit. And the feet washing. Abba. Abba. And people don't even know the meaning of the feet washing. Don't know it has to do with your progress. So don't miss it. Whatever church you are a member of, anytime you see them talking about communion service, go there if it is done according to the scripture. Not that one that they put one wafer for your mouth. Only the wafer. The congregation eat the wafer, then the priest will drink the wine. Not be that one. Praise God. Let's finish reading that. Exodus chapter 6. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. Listen very well. I appeared unto Abraham. Listen very well. Unto Isaac and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But Moses, you now, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. They did not know him as a Jehovah. They only knew him as the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Hallelujah. But now, by which name is he known? By which name is he known? What is his name now? Oh, say it now. Speak to me. What's his name? Say it now. If you know, say it. What is his name now? What's his name? The name of our God is Jesus. What is Jesus? Hallelujah. Listen. In the context that he said, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did not know his name. He did not reveal himself as Jehovah to them. But now Moses, my name is Jehovah. Why? He was going to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. And there is a special way he's going to do it. And he has to take upon his name a name that will reflect how he is going to take them out. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So what is the meaning of Jehovah? Go and find out how he brought them out of the hand of Pharaoh. And you will know the meaning of Jehovah. Oh, glory be to God. Let's read on. And I have also established my covenant with them. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. To give them the land of Canaan. The land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I've also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Listen. What is God's covenant with us now? By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. But now God is remembering that covenant because he sees his children in one form of bondage or the other. That's why he's leading us to have this anointing service today. Let's read on. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, bride of Christ worldwide, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Who are your Egyptians? Those witches, those wizards, your enemy. Look, COVID-19 is an Egyptian. Hallelujah. Kidney problem, hypertension that refuse to go. Sentence somebody here to perpetual taking drugs every day. If you don't take that drug, you are risking death. You have been in pains for so long. It's a bondage. Somebody, God has heard your cry. God has heard the frustration of that moving object all over your body. God has heard the frustration. When you want to rise, the Egyptians will pull you down. When you gather, they will come and scatter. God has heard your cry. Hallelujah. Let's read on. God has heard your cry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have foreshadowed to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the bodies of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the bodies of the Egyptians. Verse 8. And I'll bring you in unto the land, concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I'll give it you for an heritage. I am the Lord. This is the word of the Lord for somebody here. Let that person answer amen. I say, let that person answer amen again. Because the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. The Bible said they are mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Through God, and that is through the anointing that we are going to receive today. Praise the Lord. That's why you hear Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7. He said, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. It's not by your power. It's not by your might. It's not how much you can speak in tongues. It's not how much you can shout. It is by the Spirit of the Lord. That's why he says, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Ye shall receive power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When that anointing comes upon you, it confers upon you authority. It confers upon you consecration. It confers upon you power. And when that anointing is upon you, then you can claim Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and verse 21. Hallelujah. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. And verse 21 is my emphasis. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The anointing that comes upon you gives you authority to bind and to loose. These signs shall follow them that believe. Actually, that scripture is, these signs shall follow them that are anointed. These signs shall follow them that are anointed by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Jesus breaks the yoke. After the anointing came upon Jesus Christ, the Lord adopted him. In Matthew 17, he shouted, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. Authority. Anything you say come to pass. When you bind, that thing is bound. When you lose, that thing is loose. By the reason of the anointing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why he gave Ezekiel that power. You see these dry bones, can they rise again? Ezekiel said, thou knowest. What's the solution? Ezekiel, speak unto the bones. Speak. Somebody, anything you say here today, there will be a corresponding response. Say, have faith in God. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, but shall believe that what you say will come to pass, you will have what you say. That is Mark 11:23. Say so. Believe. If you don't believe, it won't come to pass. But what is it that will make you believe? It's revelation. Revelation. You know, if you say it, it will come to pass. That's why he wants us not to curse. We never curse anybody. We never curse. Me, when if we kill rat for my house, now human being I go curse to create problem. No. Praise the Lord. But be careful how you deal with the anointed of the Lord. What is me? How can I do evil to the anointed of the Lord, David, concerning Saul? People who have revelation, they are careful about people who carry grace. Be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. Psalm 20 and verse 6. Hallelujah. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Power. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 8. Hallelujah. The enemies are brought down and falling. But our testimony from today is we are risen and stand upright. Nothing will pull you down again in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we stand up?